All right, today we're going to talk about your results. What are your results? The thing about this, it depends on how you define results. So instead of just assuming when you start a weight loss program that the results are purely about weight, obviously that does figure in, but with this program, let's expand what your results have been. Right? Because this way, you can realize that you have succeeded on a number of levels, or you haven't. Okay, but we want to have more than just weight, because weight is the result of your behaviors. So if you have lost the weight that you wanted to lose, congratulations, continue to do what you're doing. If you haven't, begin to notice what has changed. Have your attitudes towards food changed at all? Have your attitudes towards exercising changed at all? Have you increased your ability to program in new behaviors and habits? Have you learned how to think differently about things? All right? These are real important, because results on a timeline, while sometimes they can be motivating, more often than not can cause us to give up, because we say to ourselves, okay, I'm going to follow this program for 2 months and see what happens. But if you don't reach the weight goal that you set for yourself, then you may find that you just want to give up, or you say, that doesn't work, or I can't do it, when in reality, you've got a wealth of information now to draw upon. So if you adopt the phrase that there's no failure, only feedback, and you begin to look at the results that you've gotten in terms of how you've been able to relax more, how you've been able to think of food differently, weight loss differently, yourself differently maybe, then maybe you'll start to realize that you've learned a lot here, and that in other areas, you've been incredibly successful. Because if you can control how you think about food, if you can influence your behaviors and habits, then the weight loss is going to happen. Okay, it's scientific in most cases. So begin to feel good regardless of any weight loss and the fact that you can approach this differently, that you can redefine what you consider success so that it's not just the weight, it's not just the scale moving up and down, but it's your ability to understand yourself more, to begin to influence your behaviors and habits, because that's where the power is. As you can change your habits up intentionally, you automatically begin to have more control over your weight. So focus on that and realize that. Realize this is different than any diet program, because you're learning. You're constantly learning and learning new strategies to use in different situations so that your eating improves and your exercising improves. And when you continue that way, the cumulative effect is that your body begins to change. So don't let the only result you look at be weight. Expand it into other things. Notice the things that you have learned. And then there's the other side of it. Notice the things that you haven't learned, the things that you haven't changed, and create a new strategy to change them. Okay, look at your results objectively. Don't be scared of them. Learn from them. And you're going to find that you are going to reach the goal that you wanted to reach. It probably is not going to happen the way you thought it was going to. Accept that and be open in new ways. Have a great day, and remember, nothing tastes as good as thin feels.